The Gemara says in Daf Tesam and Aleph that after the Chanukah Sabbath, it says, B'yom Hashmini Shalach HaSa'am, they were sent home, V'yavarch HaSa'amelech V'yelchul O'ya HaLeim, Smechem B'tevei Leif. They went home, they went to their home, Smechem B'tevei Leif, Al Kol HaTevei Asher Asa Hashem L'Dovin Avda Yisrael Amai. So I once saw a beautiful Ha'ara from Shimon Schwab. He said, what's the solution over there? They went L'Oya HaLeim, they went to their tents. They went home, they went to their batim. They weren't living in tents, they're living in homes. This is not talking about the Midbar, it's talking about an Eretz Yisrael. They had batim, so what's the lashon of ayil? So it's true, the Gemara darshins that shehalchu matzin Hashem b'tayra, but what's the pshuta shel mikra? Why would they refer to their batim as an ayil and not as a bais? And he said that the pshat is like this. He said that after spending all this time in the Beis HaMikdash, these 2 weeks of Chanukah Sabayas and seeing the Kedusha of the Mikdash and the Kedusha of the Yom Tov of Sukkos, they had such a hisraimimus and such a hisalus and such an elevation that they felt that this world is not really their ikar. The ikar is Olam Haba, the ikar is Ruchnius, and they looked at this world as being an oil arai, like nothing. This is just a praise there to get to Olam Haba. So he says they went to their homes, they were real homes, a real batim, and in their eyes it was an oil. It was just an oil, just an oil arai, just a place to spend time in this world to get to the Ikar, which is Olam Haba. And for that reason the Navi refers to it as Ayalayim and not as Batayim. And perhaps a shtugel hashlama to this vart is another beautiful vart that Rav Pam said. He said that the Gemara Darshan's over here, it says that they came home smechem. But what is smechem in Shinanum is Zevashchina. They had Hanaf and Zevashchina, that's what brought about their simcha. So, effect of Pam, he says, the Mefarshim asks us, how do we know that the Simcha came from being the enemies of Ashkina? Maybe the Simcha is from all the food that they ate. They had a Yishmaka Suda for a while. Maybe that Simcha, that Achilos brought about the Simcha, how do you know it was a Ruach Nistika Simcha being the enemies of Ashkina? And he says that it's a dua that if a person has a Simcha, if it's a physical Simcha that comes from Ilam Hazar, comes from Achila Vishasiya, so it might be Gishmak at the time, you might be happy at the time, but the next day, after the Simcha is over, you no longer feel that Simcha, you're no longer happy. Not only you're not happy, but oftentimes it could bring to Atzvas, to being sad, because you have a letdown from that Gishmak, from the Simcha that you had from the Achila Vishasiya. A Simcha, physical Simcha, is not something that has Kiyam that's able to last. But when you have a Ruch Nisika Simcha, Simcha of Dveikus in the Shechina, a real Simcha of Hisalus, of growing and reaching higher madrigas, that's a simcha that remains even la'achar kach, even after the makar, the simcha is over, that simcha remains with you forever. So he says, from the fact that it says over here that they were smechem when they were v'yalchu la'ay ha'leim, when they went to their homes, there was still the simcha, that's a raya that it was a real simcha, it was a simcha mizav ashchina, and not a simcha v'achila v'shasiya. And I think you could be mamtik this, lafi, what Rav Shab was saying, that the reason why it's called ay ha'leim is because they had such a hisalus that they viewed their oil, their bias, as being an oil, not a bias. So you see clearly that the levels they reached, that simcha that they had, remained with them even when they came home. So that was clearly a simcha of Dveikus and the Shechina, not a simcha shel Achila v'Shasiya. And that could be the hesber in this lashon of Ayalam and the lashon of Smechem and Tavilev, Shenanu Mizev Ashchina.